MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A Hobbs police officer is on administrative leave over domestic violence incident. The department did not name the officer, but court records show Lee County deputies investigated a disturbance Sunday involving a woman and Jose Rodriguez, who identified himself as Hobbs police. Rodriguez is charged with battery on a household member. And the Bureau of Land Management Carlsbad Field Office will celebrate the nation's 250th birthday at a Freedom 250 workshop for outdoor recreation skills from 9:30 a.m. to noon on Saturday at Jalagueño Arts Park, 114 South Jalagueño Street in Carlsbad. The workshop will focus on helping families and first-time explorers develop outdoor recreation skills. And BLM staff will present information about orienteering basics, desert plants and animals, leave no trace principles, knot tying, and more. For more information about the event, contact Ashley Shreves at 575-234-5992 or email ashreves@blm.gov. The 2026 National Championship Air Races in Roswell will have a full lineup as two racing classes are set to return to the skies. After the races moved from Reno, Nevada to Roswell last year, the Sport and Unlimited classes had both withdrawn from the 2025 event. Race officials said representatives from those classes worked with the Reno Air Racing Association to address their concerns ahead of this year's competition. Organizers said this will be the only event in the world fans can see all seven classes, also including biplane, Formula One, Jet, T6, and STOL drag. People seeking a host of professional licenses in Texas, in most industries, including construction and hospitality, will soon have to prove they are in the country legally after the state's Commissions of Licensing and Regulation on Tuesday adopted a new rule that could affect thousands of workers. The commission oversees the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, which plans to implement the rule on May 1st. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.